morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Charles C. Plummer of Dow AgriSciences joining us today. Charles C., tell me how growers can incorporate Culex herbicide into their weed management plan.
Well, for broadleaf weed control, Culex herbicide fits as the core of a weed management program in wheat. It provides the grower with advanced broad-spectrum control of troublesome weed species, such as mirestel, henbit, and mustards. Culex allows for application flexibility, so growers can customize their plans to fit their specific needs and challenges. You can apply Culex in the fall or in the spring because it has a big application window from two-leaf to flag-leaf emergence stage. In addition, Culex herbicide is now labeled for a pre-seed application. Culex is tank mix compatible with other herbicides, fungicides, and insecticides, and you can run the product with 100% UAN liquid fertilizer. If needed, a producer can tank mix Culex with a residual herbicide for added soil activity or run it with PowerFlex HL to achieve grass and broadleaf weed control.
And you can learn more by visiting FlexibleWeedControl.com.
I'm standing under a very tall bridge waiting to talk about new Culex weed herbicide with a satisfied user who's about to bungee jump from the top. Here he comes, sir.
Culex lets you plant the crops you want, when you want, while controlling difficult weeds.
What he's saying is that only Culex weed herbicide combines strength with flexibility, a powerful new active ingredient that keeps your crop rotation options open. Learn more at FlexibleWeedControl.com or visit your local retailer.
Culex!
Strength and flexibility. Good for bungee jumps, good for wheat growers, bad for interviews.
Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. The 2018 Oklahoma winter wheat crop was 30% smaller than the 2017 crop, coming in at 70 million bushels based on 2.5 million acres harvested and a final statewide yield of 28 bushels per acre. Both the harvested acres and yield per acre were under a year ago. 2017's crop saw 2.9 million acres harvested for grain with a 34 bushel per acre yield. 2018 was the second year in a row, though, that saw harvested acres fall under 3 million acres. USDA has just released the county-by-county wheat production figures, and Garfield and Grant counties were the statewide leaders in total wheat production, just as they were in 2017, but with far smaller production totals than a year earlier. Garfield County ended up with a 6.65 million bushel crop versus a 9.6 million bushel crop in 2017. Grant County produced 5.7 million bushels in 2018 versus 8.3 million bushels just a year earlier. Several major wheat-producing counties, though, are not found in the top 12 counties in 2018. Cimarron, Blaine, Major, Jackson, and Woods counties produced far fewer bushels this past growing season versus recent years. Three counties in the top 12, though, actually produced more wheat in 2018 compared to 2017, with the most impressive gain seen in Cotton County, with a total production up 87% in 2018 versus 1 year ago. Finally today, Oklahoma's House Speaker Charles McCall announced on Wednesday of this week the chairs and vice chairs for the standing House committees and appropriations subcommittees for the 57th Oklahoma Legislature. Included in that list were the new chair and vice chair for the Agriculture and Rural Development Committee. According to a release from McCall's office, those positions will be filled by Representative Del Curbs of Shawnee and Representative Jim Grego of Wilburton, respectively. In addition, Speaker McCall named the assistant floor leaders and assistant whips. Speaker McCall remarked in the release announcing these appointments that he's very grateful of these members for willing to serve the citizens of the state. With a lot of work to do, he says he believes these members are ready to use their backgrounds, their experience, and knowledge to promote a legislative agenda that moves Oklahoma forward and promotes prosperity in the state.
You got farm news on Ron.
Attend this year's premier soil health event, the 23rd annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 29th, 30th at the Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. Keynote speakers include Jay Fuhrer and David Montgomery. Choose from 50 breakout sessions with speakers like Christine Jones, Brian Jorgensen, Russell Hedrick, Lucas Criswell, Chris Nichols, and other soil health leaders, and enjoy networking with local, regional, and international soil health producers. Register now at www.notill.org.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.